This is the Aligned Athlete Podcast, the place for basketball players who are looking to unlock their limitless potential on and off the court by tapping into their mindset, habits, and lifestyle design. If this sounds like your kind of thing, come and hang out with me. I'm your host, Dr. Rosie Mead, mental performance coach to some of the top basketball players. Make sure you connect with me. You can find me on all social channels at Dr. Rosie Mead. But for now, let's head into today's episode. Hi, I hope you're good. I wanted to come on today to talk about unwavering self-belief. So this is something that comes up time and time again. So for me personally, but also for clients, for the community, you know, we're human. And so I wanted to talk about how important it is that we have belief in ourselves. And I know that sometimes talking like this can make it sound really simplistic, and it's definitely not. You know, it's like with any skill, it's something that you can practice. And the more that you practice, the easier it becomes. And the thing is, it's not like you get rid of having doubts or, you know, having kind of, I put in like in the episode title, unwavering belief. You know, it's not that kind of we're constantly, you know, completely 100% in self-belief. We do still have moments where, you know, doubt wavers, but the more that you practice it, the more you can bring it back. Almost like, you know, meditation practice, the easier it becomes. And when those kind of negative thoughts come in or limiting self-beliefs come in, you're then in a much better position to just release it and bring it back to where you want to be. So thinking about unwavering self-belief then, this came about, you know, as most of my podcast episodes, as my live videos, if you're watching it live, you know that normally I don't script these things, they just come to me. So for me, this was one that came from, I would say a realization, but it's something that I already knew, was around thinking about like future self. And, you know, I spend a lot of time thinking about what my future self looks like and how kind of the future version shows up, how they feel, how they interact with the world around them, that kind of thing. And just the other day, I was journaling on this, thinking about future self, and then thought, stop thinking about this as your future. Because often when we think like that, it's almost like, you know, that's so far out there that you don't bring it into the present. For me, that becomes a bit of an excuse. You know, well, maybe today I don't need to show up in that way because that's the future self. That's not me. And so there was a kind of a bit of a reminder, I guess reminder's better than realization, that future self is me. And thinking about having that total self-belief that we can get to where we want to go. So first of all, it's about having clarity on where we want to go in the first place. But it's also then having that belief, because if you don't feel that you're going to achieve the goal, or you don't actually want to achieve the dream, you know, you just want to keep it as a dream, why chase it? So, you know, that's a very honest question. So if you do have a goal, you feel that it is realistic and it's your mind that's getting in your way, then that's then where we've got something where we can work with. And that's where self-belief comes. And it is all around bringing it back to you, you know, not letting other people or external events give you that self-belief. So, you know, often we can get things kind of muddled up in that way. You know, I'll feel confident, I'll have belief in myself when I achieve X, or when someone else tells me that I'm doing a good job, or, you know, I've done something really well, I've achieved, I've had success in their eyes. But actually, if we flip it around and we start with self-belief in the first place, that's going to shine out of you. And other people are going to have belief in you because you can't help it. You know, it's contagious. And I'm sure you know this, when you're surrounded by people who just seem to have total belief that they're going to achieve what they set out to achieve, they have that confidence in themselves, in their abilities. You know, when you're around people like that, that's contagious. You pick up on those vibes, right? So I want you to kind of think about it in those terms, about we get to generate those feelings. But how you do it, as I said at the beginning, it is like any skill. So it's something that, you know, put in the time and we practice and it gets easier. So I wanted to give you some tangible things that you can go away with today and actually start working and implementing. And like with any of these things that I share, I'm sharing it with you because it's often a personal reminder to myself as well. And I want to keep kind of saying that as coaches, we constantly do this work. You know, we're human, evolving and growing and working on our own personal development. So when I share this stuff with you, it's two way. It's coming back to me as a personal reminder to also keep doing this inner work because it's so, so important. So first of all, it's thinking about your strengths. You know, I'm going to give you kind of some ideas, but there really isn't a prescriptive way to do this. And that there isn't a kind of 10-step process. As much as people might tell you, there really isn't a 10-step process to achieving self-belief, to achieving confidence. So whatever I say, it's in no particular order. And because it's unscripted, it is literally as it comes to my head. If you are watching this live, if you've got any comments, if you've got any questions, pop them into the video. But thinking about, you know, what are your strengths? And actually reflecting on that is a really powerful exercise in its own right. Thinking about what makes you you, you know, what makes you unique? What are your strengths? And, you know, that can be on and off the court. And I'd actually recommend that you do look off the court as well, not just at your performance on the court. But thinking about your strengths as an individual, you know, what do you bring to the table? And if that feels like a bit of a difficult exercise, then start thinking about that future self. You know, what are the strengths that you want your future self to have? How does your future self show up? How do they interact? How do they behave? How do they feel? And then, like I said at the beginning, remind yourself that that future self is you. They have everything that you have because they're you. So by then flipping that on its head and bringing it back to you in the present, it's about reminding ourselves that we get to control how we show up. We get to control how we interact. We get to control how we feel. And if you've worked with me, or you've been in my group, or you've just followed me on social, you'll know that that's a key part of what I do, is looking at how we want to feel and reminding ourselves that we do get to control how we want to feel. So with self-belief, you get to generate that self-belief. You get to generate that confidence in your own abilities that you can set out to achieve what you want to achieve. And if those kind of wobbles come in, or, you know, negative self-talk or different mindset gremlins telling us we can't, because you've done this work and because you've practiced it, maybe you've started journaling, you've started thinking about your future self, you're reminding yourself maybe on a daily basis that you get to control your feelings, then when those wobbles come in, that's okay, because you have self-belief that you can bring your belief back to having confidence in yourself, if that makes sense. But it's only going to happen by consistent and persistent action, which is the same for any physical skill. It's the same for any mental skill as well. So a term that I really like is thinking in terms of positive obsession as well. Now, obsession gets a bad rep, but it depends on how you view it. So if you're focused and you're obsessed in terms of you have clarity, absolute clarity around where you want to head, and you're putting all of your energy, your effort into this thing, and you're also doing the inner work to support you to achieve what you want to set out to achieve, then I'd say positive obsession is no bad thing. And actually, that means that things get to be simple. And there's a bit of a mantra for myself lately, is that things get to be simple. And the more focused we become, the more, you know, like laser focused, when you've just got this goal in mind and you're obsessed to the kind of healthy side, to the positive side, but you are obsessed and that's okay. When you're in that frame of mind, you have unshakable self-belief, because if you didn't, you wouldn't be chasing after this thing. You wouldn't be putting your energy into that goal, because if you were and you don't believe that you're going to achieve it, why would you even bother? And I'm going to keep coming back to that question, because why would you bother if you don't feel that it's an achievable goal? So there's something in you, even if right now you might be listening to this or watching it, and you've got those questions around, you know, actually, can I do this? You know, do I believe in myself? Can I actually follow through on this dream? Remind yourself that the reason that you had that dream in the first place is that you felt that you could do that. You had some sense of self-belief that you felt that it was realistic enough to chase after. So positive obsession is definitely no bad thing. And some tools that you can do around this is, you know, journaling, literally just letting your thoughts go. And, you know, I'll say time and time again, there's no right or wrong way to journal. But it is just about finding that space where you can just sit and let your thoughts flow. And it's something that I like to do in the morning, but some people also like to do it in the evening. Just letting your thoughts flow around, you know, what is that dream? What is that big vision that you have? And, you know, start coaching yourself as well. Thinking about, where are you having those limiting beliefs? Where are those doubts creeping in? Thinking about maybe where that might be stemming from. You know, what's the story that you're telling yourself? And then using your journal as a way to create that feeling of self-belief, to remind yourself, like I was saying, about your strengths, to remind yourself of maybe what you've already achieved, to remind yourself of what you want your future self to look like, and then always, always bringing it back to the fact that that future self is you, and having that self-belief that you can achieve what you set your mind to, and reminding yourself that it's a journey, you know, not becoming so focused on the outcome that you forget that this is a journey, this is a process. So journaling can be a really good tool for that. Meditation, like future self meditation. I'm going to pop one out on YouTube actually later today. But future self meditations, again, could be really great as a way to visualize who you want to be. You know, if you're thinking about your performance on the court, visualization is a fantastic mental skill, because you can put yourself into that position of how you want to play, how you want to show up. Again, releasing the outcome, because we can't control the outcome, but thinking about how you show up, how you perform, how you can be your best self on the court, your brain is going to feel that you've already achieved that. And so when you go into that situation, you go in with those feelings that you've already generated. But again, you know, visualization, that takes time, it takes practice. So the more work that you put in on this, you know, put in the same amount of effort into your mental skills as you are on your physical skills, and honestly, you'll start to see transformation. Probably gone off on a bit of a tangent, but it's really linked into that self-belief. You know, again, generating self-belief that you are the person that puts in time into mental skills training, that you have self-belief that time and effort and energy in your mental skills pays off just as much as when you put time and effort and energy into your physical skills as well. And then making sure you don't get sucked into other people's drama. You know, I could do a whole episode on this alone. By the way, if you're watching this live, I'm turning this into a podcast episode, which is why every now and then I'll be talking about episode. But, you know, don't get sucked into other people's drama, other people's negativity. Find a way that you can protect your own energy, so that, again, and it sounds really, really selfish, but putting your own needs first, one, if you put your own needs first, you can show up better for others around you. And I'm constantly saying that to clients. But oh, sorry, I keep touching the microphone. But also putting effort into yourself, into focusing on your own needs, is what's going to help you to generate self-belief as well, and put time into you showing up as your best self, because that's what's going to unlock your limitless potential. And, you know, said at the beginning, not letting other people create how you want to feel, you know, not waiting for someone else to say you've done a good job or, you know, you're successful in their eyes for you then to have self-belief. You get to have self-belief first, and 100% you should. I normally don't like the word should, but I want to use this in this context because you should be generating your self-belief, because that's what's going to propel you forward. That's what's going to push you out of your comfort zone to want to make changes, to want to strive for that goal that you created in that first place, your dream, your vision, whatever it is, where you had enough self-belief to even think that that might possibly be a reality. So you get to bring it back to yourself and generate that feeling yourself. And then honestly, doing that inner work, working on that self-belief, working on your consistent and persistent action to feel self-belief, it's going to open so many doors. I could talk so much more on this topic, but if you've got any questions at all, drop me a message. I'd love to continue this conversation. It's a really powerful one, and I'd absolutely love to hear your experiences around generating self-belief as well and creating that feeling that you can go out there, you can achieve what you set out to achieve. You 100% can. So I'd love to continue this conversation afterwards, and hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you liked it, why not share it with 3 friends? Don't forget to connect with me. You can find me on all social channels at Dr. Rosie Mead.